Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know most of you don't care. Hey, good morning. I know most of you don't give a damn what happens in any other country but your county. I get it. You're more concerned about what's for dinner than what's happening in Syria. However, comma, I just need some answers to what's happening in Syria from a guy I can trust who really knows it, Major Mike Lyons, who's been and led troops in combat. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mike. Great to be back with you.
All right. I'm a dummy, and most of the people listening are dummies. This, what's happening in Syria, is very disturbing to me. Should it be?
Yeah, it's a tough choice, and it does come down to American lives and soldiers we have on the ground there that were put there under the previous administration without any thought about how we're going to get them out of there. Violation of the Powell Doctrine, incomplete. And so the president decides now, for whatever reason, based might be political, that it's time to remove troops from working alongside Kurdish forces, who the Turks, who are our ally by law, a NATO ally, had always considered to be a terrorist organization and groups that we were working with there. So it is a difficult choice. I think it's highly risky for the president to do it. It's not something that a typical politician does, because let's say worst possible case happens, and this situation goes south quickly, I think the president will get a lot of political backlash from it. And as we come upon an election year, it could really hurt him.
Just from the point of view of what a man does, didn't he make promises and then turn his back on folks that actually helped us fight ISIS?
The United States did align ourselves with a group of militia units on the ground that are not a nation state, and we should have thought this through. We should have recognized that when we were doing this in order to fight ISIS groups inside of Syria, again, that weren't necessarily threatening the U.S. security at the time,
right,
but were creating havoc in the world. You know, so we're trying to be the world's policeman, trying to do the right thing. But we've unfortunately done this before. We've got to make some hard choices sometimes. I mean, you can lay claim that the South Vietnamese feel the same way that the Kurds might feel about us right now. So I get it. It's not good. But we also have to think about American soldiers and the fact that we want to bring people home and get them out of there, and how many more Americans are going to die in the Middle East in order to try to keep two sides from going to war with each other.
I think most Americans would rather have troops home. As a soldier who has directed men in combat, Major, what's your take if you're, and you were, boots on the ground there, sir? How do you take this as a fighting man?
Yeah, we need to look hard at what Turkey's going to do now. They've started this offensive operation shoring up their border. They have a very porous border, similar to one with us in Mexico, frankly. But in their situation, they've allowed people to cross through it and become members of ISIS, and Syria became the safe haven. And that's because the border is it's one of the most austere places on earth. It's a desert, wide open space. It's difficult to defend and protect. But they feel that these Kurd troops have been crossing the border and creating problems inside of Turkey, and they have been. And there's some disinformation coming out this morning from the Kurd side showing civilian casualties of pictures that were there for a few years ago. So again, we've got to just monitor the situation very closely. This could result in some real harm for the U.S. president, but he's trying to bring Turkey back into the fold of being a NATO ally. Because you know, if we don't try to align ourselves with Turkey, then what do we have? They're going to go towards Russia now.
Right.
Now we've got a worse situation.
Okay, so and then finally, politically, you suggested there could be some fallout. There already is. Let's use Lindsey Graham as an example. Does this suggest that the president just did shoot, aim, fire kind of a thing, and then without discussing this, just pulled the trigger on his own?
And that seems to be what the reporting is.
Yeah.
I find it hard that the Pentagon thinks that they're shocked by this. The president's been talking about this for 2.5 years.
Nice.
He's tried to get troops out of southern Syria before, and he had to backtrack on that one already. It caused Secretary Mattis to resign. I mean, this is how this guy works. We can cavil over whether that's good or not.
Nice.
And this is where elections matter.
Yep.
As the outrage takes place, if the alternate party comes up with a candidate that does something you perceive is going to be different, that's fine. I've dealt with Donald Trump for 30 years as a New York City real estate guy in the paper, so
yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. I get it that it has greater implications, but again, at this point, if no more Americans are killed in Syria, that's going to be a good enough objective for me.
No, I get it. Mike, it's always a pleasure. You're the man. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
I think most people care more about their Egg McMuffin than they do than what's happening in Syria. I just absolutely believe that. I want to ask you about your newspaper. I'm serious. I want to ask you about your newspaper. But first I want to grab my friend Ed. Good morning, sir. Thanks for your patience. Jump in here, Ed. Always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. For once, Donald Trump is doing the right thing. I'm going to quote him. Time to get out of these ridiculous, endless wars and bring our soldiers home. That is something I've been waiting to hear for about, 18 years now? We have no business in that part of the world. We have no business babysitting Syria. Let these worthless Syrian Muslims babysit themselves. We have no commitments to the Kurds. We're not Kurds. What the hell are we doing in that part of the world in the first place? It's a mess. And the sooner we get out of there, the better off our nation is going to be.
Ultimately, Ed, most Americans agree with you, but ultimately some would argue that you can fight them there or fight them here.
No, we won't fight them here because there's no way for ISIS to get here. They don't have a navy. They don't have an air force.
Actually, did that. Hold on, sir. Hold on, Ed. They actually did that by flying several jets, two into the World Trade Center and then one here in Pennsylvania. That's how they get here, sir.
No, sir. The only reason they did that was because George Bush.
Well, you can blame who you want, but for you to suggest that they can't get here, they can get here, sir. They can get here. Not by traditional means. Thank you. Hey, I got a question. I wanted to start off the show with Mike because he's good. It's top of mind. And I believe what Ed says. Most Americans say, get on out. Forget the long-term possible repercussions. Get out now. 20 years of this crap is 20 years too much. I get it. And Mike Lyons, who has commanded men in combat, is an unbelievable insider and expert, and very honest, actually. Hey, I have a question for you, and I think this affects a lot of us a lot more than you think. Syria or the Kurds or Turkey affects you. Your newspaper. Anybody out there still get the paper delivered? Anyone? I'm serious. Anyone out there still get the newspaper delivered? 866-391-1020. Anybody out there? It's actually a relevant question. And anybody out there that is a paper carrier, is there anyone left? You know, back in the day, guys like me got our start as paper boys. That's where I made my first money. You would sling the paper. You would make money. You'd go buy treats. Bought my first 10-speed with that money. It was my first real job. Paper boy. They don't exist anymore. Anybody out there get their paper delivered? Anybody out there still a newspaper carrier? And I'm going to tell you why here in a second. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Are you a paper carrier? Do you get the newspaper thrown into your driveway every morning? So, everybody, every day I fight with on Facebook with their ridiculous antics about fake news. You know why it's fake? You know why? There are no reporters left. None. Zero. A handful. 30,000 reporters laid off. 30,000 reporters laid off in the last 10 years. Uh-huh. It's insane, the blowback to this. So the fake news you're getting ain't coming from real reporters. It's from Joe Blow down the street or Sally with her webpage. I'm telling you, this is a disaster. And on a real basic level, I get the Wall Street Journal delivered to the house. I like the print in my hands. I use it on the air every single day. I really would like to talk to a carrier because I have a question for you. So I set my life clock, my professional clock, to the Wall Street Journal hitting my driveway. I get up about, seriously, 4 o'clock this morning. I start reading online. I post a bunch of articles on Facebook. I get your feedback and I go. That's how it works. Works well for me. But I always get the Wall Street Journal. I mark different articles and I bring it out here. I can't do that anymore. Look, I get the digital version, but it's not as good. It just isn't. It's harder to get through. It's harder to print. Blah, blah, blah. I'm old and lazy and slow. Okay? So, I used to get the Wall Street Journal. The guy never, ever got there after 6 a.m. It was a woman, actually. She was amazing. Amazing. Now, it gets here after I go to work. After. So whoever delivers it obviously doesn't know anything about business, obviously doesn't know anything about business people, and obviously can't deliver the paper on time. You can't get a paper delivered to your house after you go to work. My boy Kevin Joyce, who I love to death, 3 days a week when it actually arrives. That's the issue, brother. Oh, I got to get this paper carrier. Richard, my man, good morning.
Yes, I listen to your station quite often. Especially when the days get shorter, the faraway stations come in a little bit better.
You're in New York.
I'm Ithaca, New York. I deliver something called the Ithaca Journal, which is with Gannett. And also on the side, we do a few USA Today and also the Wall Street Journal. I've been a carrier. Next month will be 40 years.
Wow.
November 4th, 1979, and the lead story was the hostages being taken in Iran.
That's amazing. How dramatic has the change been, my man? How dramatic in the number of carriers have dropped?
They're putting ads out trying to find carriers. And most carriers, of course, there's no more paper boys. I mean,
right. They
do other things. And most of the carriers, I'm 71, and I have a college degree. And things didn't work out for me, so I just kind of drifted into this. I found that I really like working at night. I adjusted to the night hours. I'm up there driving. There aren't that many people.
Hey, Richard, how scary is it what's happened to the business, our business, the media business?
It's going downhill.
It is.
Of course. But you just have to keep... I use the media. I use social media.
Right.
I'm going to need a phone pretty soon, but I was until a few weeks ago on Facebook all the time. And there's still some pretty good... writing up there.
There is, but it's much, much harder to find, and I can't find someone to deliver my paper on time. It's not about me. It's what's happened to journalism, what's happened to media. Anyone out there sit there and wait for their paper now? As KJ says from the Carlton, it gets delivered if it gets delivered. The game has changed dramatically, and if you think it doesn't matter, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. It's scary. Look, man, for me personally, it's where the heck is my Wall Street Journal? On a grand scale, more than 30,000 folks, 30,000 reporters laid off. And 25% of the reporters in America on the streets. You think it doesn't matter? Huh. You think you like fake news now? Your next door neighbor is going to be your next newspaper publisher. If you're cool with that, all right. If you're not, let's talk about it next. Man. So 25% of the brothers and sisters of mine in this business are gone in the last 10 years. 25%. So while the rest of the country and economy are booming, our world is collapsing. I see it every day. What does that mean to you? Well, there are less folks to make the cake. As a result, there are fewer cakes. As a result, the cakes aren't as good. As a result, folks quit buying the cakes. And that's a fact, Jack. So at a real basic level, I used to rely on the Wall Street Journal in my driveway any morning. Now, every morning. Now, when do I get it? When I get home from work, when I've already read it. So I will cancel that. And then someone else will lose their job. I used to know my delivery person. She was a woman by name. She was fabulous. Worked tirelessly. She's gone. And who knows came after her, who came after her, and who knows who came after her or him. And I called the Wall Street Journal. It's a fabulous publication. But the facts are clear. They can't do anything. There's no one left to deliver the paper. So where I used to need that paper by 6 a.m., I don't get it now till after 8, and I've been gone since 7:30. And it's happening all over the country. And my little problem in my little driveway is a microcosm of what's happening across America as a business that we need to succeed dies right before our very eyes. It's happening in television news, and it's happening in radio, and if you think it's not a problem, you're flat out ignorant, by definition. Keeping it real. Sherry, go ahead.
Oh, good morning, Marty. It's really so happy to speak to you finally.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you're so happy.
I listen to the radio station, you know, whenever I'm not volunteering or doctor's appointments, but I called about the...
You're so happy. Are you a coffee drinker?
Yes, I am.
How many cups?
Well, about three.
There you
three
go.
3 mugs.
Maybe try two.
But no, I do. I mix it with decaf coffee.
I'm sure you do. I love you. I love your earnestness. Jump in here, my friend.
Okay, well, the reason I'm calling is I'm also quite disappointed with the print editions of the papers. My husband and I get both the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Tribune Review. And now, you know, the Post cut back to only three print editions.
Yes.
And a lot of times, he starts work at 6 a.m. in the morning. We're up at 4.
Right on.
And a lot of times the paper, you know, the trip's not even delivered until after he lives.
Gone.
Leaves.
Yes, ma'am.
For work. And also, we used to get the Wall Street Journal print edition,
yes.
And we no longer do.
Well, it doesn't make sense. Why would you?
Well, you get online, but a lot of times, we don't do that.
Well, what happens, my dear, is you miss stuff online. It's just the truth. I get all printed and digital of all the papers, and I like to see it in my hand. I like to have it here on the set.
Yes, so
and,
do I.
And the truth is, the reason why they're cutting back, it's not because they want to. I'll throw a fact at you.
Okay.
A fabulous reporter did a profile on me and my wife, okay?
All right.
And she said when she started at the Post-Gazette, there were 400 reporters, and they're down to 50. 50.
Oh, geez. Wow.
And so they're great people. They're great journalists, but, man, if you take a football team that had 50 players and you give them 20, they won't win as many games. And I'm using all these metaphors and analogies, but the truth is this is a disaster. It goes way beyond, I don't get the Wall Street Journal on time. This is about getting the news. Real significant story is that the professionals are going away. And all sorts of TV stations are hiring young reporters. With no experience at very little pay. And it's very detrimental to you getting the facts. So you worry about fake news, and every day I get the trite, cliche, fake news line handed at me. You're going to see a lot more of it. It's headed your way. I don't know what to do about the Wall Street Journal. I'm just going to cancel it. But that'll put someone else out of a job. And I'm guessing there are very few people left who even... I'd like to hear from some paper carriers in this area. 866-391-1020. Are there any left? I don't know. Back in the day, it was a really good job. My friend Jack, good morning, pal.
Hey, Marty.
Hey, Jack.
I'm a voracious, or however you say that, newspaper reader.
That's
ever
it.
Since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
Reading Mike Royko and guys like that. I think I've got the answer to your problem. I live pretty close to you. I'm within 2 blocks of Fire Hill Road, Washington Road intersection. And, my New York Times, which I get delivered 6 days a week, is at my walkway. I hear it land at 5 in the morning. And it's printed in Akron, Ohio. Hello?
How does that help me with the Wall Street Journal, Jack?
Well, it's a newspaper. You know, it covers...
That's like saying a Ford is a Chevy. Look, with all due respect, and look, I'm fine with the New York Times, but they are what they are. They're very biased.
No doubt.
The Wall Street Journal is the best publication on earth, and I've watched things change, and it's really big picture stuff. What's happened to media in general, Jack? Not just what's happened to my Wall Street Journal. There's no reporters left, sir.
I know. I mean, the Post Gazette was a show of a newspaper.
It is. It's sad.
And I actually go to the Mount Lebanon Library. I know you can't do this. You know, I'm not saying I do it every day. Pray once a week.
Yeah.
And they have the Washington Post. Occasionally, they'll have the Miami Herald, the Boston Globe. And I'll sit there for, you know, an hour and peruse them. But, yeah, I'm like you. I need the paper in my hand. And believe me, most of the Times editorials, I completely disagree
with.
Well,
that's all fine. And by the way, they cover the news around the world, and they have an amazing staff. But what's happened in our business is a disaster. It's a disaster. I'm hoping to hear from a paper carrier in this region who's quit. There's no money in it for them anymore. They get treated unfairly. They can't pay their bills. Hey, folks, before long, there will be no one to deliver the papers that are left to deliver. Our kids will say, what? You used to have the paper delivered? And by the way, I'm cool with the digital age. I have a digital media company, Sparked. Check it out. But at the end of the day, hearing that paper land on my driveway, I miss it. Hey, Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning, Morty. How are you?
Excellent, my friend.
Good. I was a carrier for the Post Gazette for years and it was a second job, made very good money.
Nice.
We were independent carriers.
Sure.
So we didn't get paid by the Post Gazette. It has changed so much now, there's hardly any people getting papers.
Right.
I know people now that are doing two routes and not making what they were making on one.
Sure.
On your Wall Street Journal, they used to have every carrier deliver to their route.
Sure.
Now they have one carrier deliver all of them.
And they can't. They can't do it early. They can't do it every day, right?
Right. They're doing their route and then going and delivering the Wall Street Journal. So that's why it's late.
It's sad, isn't it, Ron? It's sad.
Oh, it's tremendous. The amount, I feel bad for the carriers. They're the ones that have lost everything.
I agree.
And they're the ones that were there every night. You could not take a day off. It didn't matter if you were sick or not. You had to be there or you were fired.
Mm.
And they're the ones that have lost big time.
I completely agree. And it's hurtful.
Absolutely.
And it's what's happening to our business. That's a fantastic phone call from an insider who explains exactly what's going on. And if this doesn't trouble you, you're flat out ignorant by definition. I talk for a living. I report for a living. I've done it for decades. No matter what happens now, here's how Trump folks respond. And it really comes down to Trump folks. If I post 60 articles, and in any one of those pieces, there's something negative about Trump, even if it's verbatim, even if he says it, the only comeback is fake news. It's every day. It's all day. It's astounding to me. Hey, and good for you. Jim Jones had followers too. It is. Hey, it's cult-like. It's historic, the loyalty. But you can't always defer from facts with, hey, that's just fake news, Morty. All right. I don't fight with you. But when there aren't any reporters left, and that's where we're headed, and this is the truth, Ruth, it will be fake news. It'll be your news. You and the guy across from you on Facebook yelling at each other all day. I'm just telling you. And you can yell and scream all you want, but when no one's listening, it's not going to matter. And when no one's reporting, one of my boys who's a school board member said it best. He said, Marty, back in the day, we would have reporters come to every meeting from every newspaper. They were beat reporters, school board reporters. Okay? Then we had stringers, so they were independent reporters covering the school board. Now we have no one. A woman with a cell phone who cuts a video and makes it up and screams about someone on the school board. And that's our news. And if you like that, knock yourself out. Quite frankly, Scarlett, I don't. And I give a damn about the future of this business. If there is one, a future, that is. Mary, go ahead.
Hi, Marty.
Mary.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good.
Okay, I'm calling because I get two papers delivered every day in my mailbox, okay? It's a Royal Route.
Sure.
And I live in Connersville. I get a Connersville paper, the Daily Courier, and I get the Uniontown paper, the Herald Standard. And they are, I'm just calling to tell you that they are so dependable
good.
So great.
Good.
Whoever they are, and I just want to give them credit.
Yeah.
I mean, I do know them. They send, I mean, I get a Christmas card and I give them a Christmas, some candy in the mailbox.
That's what I love.
Little things.
That's what I love. That's what I love to hear. There are some papers left, but not a whole lot. Man, I've been doing this 30 years and love it. I'm so lucky. And I look at my son and my daughters because they like this stuff. And I wonder, will they ever have a shot to be journalists or talk hosts? I can't say. I don't know. There'll be some version, right? And I'm not being selfish here. I'm just suggesting that my career and what's happening in my business or what's happening in my driveway with the paper not arriving or getting there late or no one left to deliver it, it's a disaster. And it's happening right before our eyes. 25% fewer reporters out there. 25%, folks. Pamela, good morning.
Good morning. I'd just like to say that I've been getting the Tribune Review since 1970.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'll tell you what, it is down probably a fourth of the paper that we used to get years ago.
Yep.
But I get it delivered, and they throw it in my yard. I'm handicapped, and I can't get out to get it, but it takes me like 3-4 days before I get someone here that brings my newspaper in. But I hate to quit it because I caught myself, my husband, when he was living, he always read the death notices first.
That's right.
And now, that's what I look to see because I want to see if my name is in the
obituary. I love you, and you're
and
so
then
adorable.
And I know I can lay down and go back to sleep.
Oh, my God, you're so sweet. She nailed it, though. It's changed, and it has not changed for the better. It just hasn't. It's bad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.